Today, Director Medical Services and I will give three updates. One is on our vaccination exercise and progress. Number two, the pandemic situation in Singapore. And number three, our transition roadmap to a COVID resilient nation. Let me first start with a report on our vaccination exercise. We have been administering 60,000 to 70,000 doses a day for the past couple of weeks, and up to 90% are second doses, helping more of our population achieve their full vaccination regime. As of end of yesterday, 5th August 2021, over 78% of our population had received at least a first dose, and almost two-thirds have received two doses. So we have pretty much achieved the target we set for National Day. And in fact, based on this trajectory, we are confident that by National Day, we will have more than 70% of us receiving our full vaccination. And this actually makes us one of the most highly vaccinated countries in the world and puts us in a strong position to start our transition process to a COVID resilient nation. So I'm really proud of our frontliners, our volunteers, our doctors, our nurses, and all the people of Singapore for making this possible. Our concern has always been the vaccination rate of our seniors, especially those 60 and above, as they are more vulnerable to getting severe diseases as they are infected with COVID-19. We have made good progress in vaccinating this group, and we continue to see about 1,000 seniors coming forward to take their first doses every day. It's come down a bit, slightly below 1,000, but 800-900 per day is still an encouraging number. Our mobile vaccination teams, there are 10 of them, and they have been deployed to 70 locations across 10 towns. There might be more than 10 of them, but 10 towns, 70 locations, so that they bring vaccinations closer to our seniors. So the teams have vaccinated about 3,340 seniors above 60 years old to date. So what is the progress for vaccinating seniors? Let's compare a month ago and now. For the seniors aged 60 to 69, if we compare those who have received at least one dose, 60 to 69, 1 month ago, was already quite high at 84%. Today, it has gone even higher at 89%, at least one dose. Coverage for those 70 years above, 70 years and above, saw a significant jump over that 1 month, last 1 month. 1 month ago, it was 74%. Now, it is 82%. So we will continue to make a big push to vaccinate our seniors. By now, the great majority who have not vaccinated, I think, fall into the following two groups. And we are speaking from interactions with them because many of our volunteers have been visiting them and speaking to them and understanding their reasons. And they fall into these two groups. The first group are those who are contraindicated, meaning because of illnesses or allergies, they have been advised not to vaccinate. But now we have new evidence from millions of vaccinations globally and locally, and our expert committee has advised that most people with such conditions can now be vaccinated. So for this group, we have asked our polyclinics and hospitals to try to bring their regular appointments forward so that the doctors can review their conditions carefully and advise them whether they can take the vaccinations. GPs are doing likewise, and private hospitals, I hope, will also do likewise. The second group are those who are immobile and confined at home, unable to go to the vaccination sites. So our home vaccination teams have been working flat out to vaccinate them at home. But the demand is very sizable and growing, and the waiting time is now about 8 weeks, which is quite long. So MOH will have to beef up our resources, increase the number of home vaccination teams in order to cut down the time. To do so, we will need more teams. The thing is, each team will need a doctor and a nurse because these seniors may be frail and they are immobile to start with, and we must have them close by when we vaccinate them. The public sector has expended all our resources who are working flat out. So I'm calling out to all doctors and registered nurses to volunteer your service and your expertise to help us. The details for volunteering, I posted them on both my Facebook and Instagram. So please refer to them, and we seek your help at this juncture. 70% vaccination coverage is already very high by global standards, but every additional individual vaccinated would strengthen our collective resilience and may mean saving another life. We must therefore strive to have as high a coverage as possible, because that means that will translate into fewer people in ICUs and even fewer deaths as we open up our economy and society. So we'll continue to have to work very hard, try to raise the population vaccination rate from 2/3 now to 70% by National Day, then 80% and then beyond. And for the seniors, to push it up from 80, so for seniors above 70, push it up from 82% that I reported just now to 85% and beyond. There have been questions about vaccine recognition. So far, only the two highly effective mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech Comirnaty, are used in our national vaccination program, counted towards our national statistics, and eligible for concessions on testing and safe management measures so far. There are good reasons for us to do so, because the efficacies of different vaccines vary. So at the initial stage or initial stages of our vaccination exercise, when most of our population are not vaccinated, it is important to get ourselves inoculated with the most effective vaccines. But as our vaccination coverage increases to now 70%, we are collectively more resilient. The consideration will change. What is important now is the difference between those who are vaccinated and not vaccinated, and less so between different vaccines. Hence, from 10th August 2021, we will take a more inclusive approach in recognizing vaccines beyond the two mRNA vaccines. We will extend safe management and in time travel concessions to individuals who have received these recognized vaccines. And individuals who have received these vaccines will also be included in our national vaccination statistics. So MOH will recognize all COVID-19 vaccines in the World Health Organization's Emergency Use Listing, the WHO EUL. The WHO is a widely accepted reference organization. It sets a 50% vaccine effectiveness threshold for listing in the EUL, so there is some assurance of a minimum and verified standard. Hence, with this, the vaccines which will be recognized from 10th August 2021 in alphabetical order are AstraZeneca, Covishield, Janssen, Moderna, Pfizer-BioNTech Comirnaty, Sinopharm, and Sinovac CoronaVac. Now let me talk about the epidemic situation in Singapore. When the new clusters broke out about mid-July, our vaccination rate for two doses was only at about 40%, slightly over. So we stepped up our efforts to trace, test, isolate, and we had to revert to phase two HA, heightened alert, to prevent further transmission of the virus. But as a result, we prevented a possible uncontrollable rise in infections, severe illnesses, and deaths. I was at the MTF conference and I spoke about my worry of having 50 ICU cases within a week and then doubling every week after that, and we managed to avert that scary scenario. Today, our daily infections are stable. More infected individuals are isolated before detection, or they are infected at home. So all these are positive signs. However, we are starting to see a few fully vaccinated individuals who become severely ill. And unfortunately, this is inevitable as the great majority of our population is now vaccinated. And amongst them, more people will get infected, and some of them may have pre-existing illnesses and conditions that make them more susceptible to severe illnesses. So this becomes inevitable as our vaccination rate goes up.